this time hanging out with his friends, listening to records and smoking dope in his room in the basement. There was only one difference between Richard and a typical suburban teenager. He was totally obsessed with Tony Iommi. For those of you who don't know, Tony Iommi is the guitarist in the rock and roll group Black Sabbath. Richard idolized him. But he began buying vintage musical equipment circa 1969. His goal was to obtain the same make and model guitars and amplifiers that his idol had used. He even got a 72-piece drum kit just like Bill Ward's. Richard and his best friend would go down to the basement, get really wasted, and set up all the equipment like a shrine. They talked about the day that they would form their band. Richard, of course, would be the guitarist. Suddenly, they both heard something that would change their lives. Lee Aaron was coming to their town. For those of you who don't know, Lee Aaron is the very talented and lovely Canadian rock singer who's also known as the Metal Queen. Richard and his friend loved Lee Aaron second only to Tony Iommi. Richard knew he had to somehow meet Lee Aaron and tell her the secret of his lineage. The 72-piece drum kit and why he changed his name. The Metal Queen listened, and in a single sentence brought his entire world crashing down.